So a couple of sort of follow-up questions. If this man had had a couple of smaller lesions that would easily be amenable to stereotactic surgery, would you still have started with the osimertinib, or would you have done the stereotactic surgery first?
I would still start with osimertinib. I think this question was raised by a paper in the JCO now about a year ago, where they looked at patients who were receiving EGFR inhibitors with brain metastases and had received both SRS and whole brain radiation beforehand, and there was a suggestion that there was more of a benefit if one started with radiation. I'd say that those are hard analyses to do. There's lots of confounding, and many patients treated in that retrospective analysis didn't receive third generation EGFR inhibitors like osimertinib, where we know they have very good CNS penetration. And so my practice is still to try to avoid radiation up front and to prioritize the targeted therapy.
Another issue is about, quote, symptoms. And, we've heard about this paradigm for a while now, even before osimertinib, of the patient with CNS mets who's, quote, asymptomatic. And I'm wondering how much of a symptomatology, obviously you have to look at the individual case, do you need to want to move forward with radiation?
Yeah, so I have a high threshold to start with radiation first. And part of that is that we know that targeted therapies can work very quickly. You can see rapid improvement even within days. I do think it speaks to the fact that if you're going to pursue that strategy, though, where you defer radiation and you start with a targeted therapy, you do need to watch these patients very closely. I think, if someone had started with some symptoms and you're controlling them with corticosteroids, I think you should be seeing those patients weekly in order to ensure that you're actually not seeing progressive symptoms. And I would even err on a short interval scan to make sure that you're headed in the right direction. But for me, the faster response is going to be with the TKI.
What about combining the two, using systemic therapy and radiation at the same time? What do we know about that?
I think it's a great question. And for me, it depends the site and it depends the agent. And I think as investigators, we're used to holding the drug around radiation. And part of that comes from just what we do on our clinical trials, right? All of these clinical trials of targeted therapies usually mandate some holding of the drug before we start radiation and then resuming at the end. And so many of us who participate and lead many of these studies, it's just something that we're used to doing. In terms of TKIs and radiation, the areas that I tend to pause about are things like the lungs. If I'm radiating the lungs and I'm giving a TKI, I generally won't overlap there with concerns of pneumonitis. If I'm using an EGFR inhibitor and my radiation oncologist is telling me that they're going to be hitting lots of bowel, and someone's already having some issues with diarrhea, that's also an instance where, I may hold. For brain radiation, commonly I will continue a TKI provided someone is fit, especially if it's just stereotactic radiation.